And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 25th of April, 2025. April 25th is World Penguin Day. This day coincides with the annual northern migration of Adelie penguins, medium-sized penguins often recognized by their white eye ring. Feathers on the back of their heads are slightly elongated and can be raised to form a small crest. Adelie penguins migrate north during the Antarctic winter, primarily following the expanding pack ice as it moves away from the breeding grounds. This migration allows them to access areas with more daylight and open water for foraging. They travel distances of up to 8,000 miles or more following the edge of the sea ice. After the winter, the penguins return to their breeding colonies to start the breeding cycle again. It's the birthday of Michael Aufhäuser, born on this day in 1952. Michael Aufhäuser is a German animal rights activist. After observing the killing of stray dogs in 1991, Aufhäuser became actively involved in animal welfare. In 2000, he established Gut Aderbrücke in Austria, an animal sanctuary. Michael Aufhäuser, who said, "By dealing with animals with understanding, we learn how to deal with those who are weaker. After all, they are essentially defenseless. They don't shoot back. They don't lock us up. They don't have us slaughtered. They aren't indifferent or cynical, but simply follow their destiny. The way animals are treated reveals the state of a society, whether it still possesses values such as tolerance, responsibility, and charity. Furthermore, properly understood, animal protection is always also the protection of humans. What happens to them today can happen to us tomorrow. It's about all of us and all of life." The publication of Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? By Franz de Waal was on this day in 2016. From the world-renowned biologist and primatologist Franz de Waal, a groundbreaking work on animal intelligence destined to become a classic. What separates your mind from an animal's? Maybe you think it's your ability to design tools, your sense of self, or your grasp of past and future, all traits that have helped us define ourselves as a planet's preeminent species. But in recent decades, these claims have been eroded or even been disproven outright by a revolution in the study of animal cognition. Take the way octopuses use coconut shells as tools, elephants that classify humans by age, gender, and language, or Ayumu, the young male chimpanzee at Kyoto University, whose flash memory puts that of humans to shame. Based on research involving crows, dolphins, parrots, sheep, wasps, bats, whales, and of course, chimpanzees and bonobos, Franz de Waal explores both the scope and the depth of animal intelligence. He offers a firsthand account of how science has stood traditional behaviorism on its head by revealing how smart animals really are and how we've underestimated their abilities for too long. People often assume a cognitive ladder from lower to higher forms with our own intelligence at the top. But what if it's more like a bush, with cognition taking different forms that are often incomparable to ours? Would you presume yourself dumber than a squirrel because you're less adept at recalling the locations of hundreds of buried acorns? Or would you judge your perception of your surroundings as more sophisticated than that of an echolocating bat? De Waal reviews the rise and fall of mechanistic views of animals and opens our minds to the idea that animal minds are far more intricate and complex than we have assumed. De Waal's landmark work will convince you to rethink everything you thought you knew about animal and human intelligence. The publication of How to Argue with Vegans, an analysis of anti-vegan arguments by Benny Malone, illustrated by Richard Watts, was on this day in 2021. How to Argue with Vegans examines the most common talking points that arise when veganism is discussed and offers an analysis of anti-vegan arguments. The book progresses through initial reactions to veganism and not wanting to seriously engage on the subject, to those arguments which are more pertinent, but ultimately not valid justifications for exploiting, commodifying, and slaughtering animals. For vegans, it will prove useful in how to answer many questions, and non-vegans will find it an engaging challenge to their attitude to other animals. And here is the introduction to the poem, In Youth I Have Known One, by Edgar Allan Poe. How often we forget all time, when lone admiring nature's universal throne, her woods, her wilds, her mountains, the intense reply of hers to our intelligence. In Youth I Have Known One, by Edgar Allan Poe. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that intelligence recognizes intelligence in the other.